All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 85 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back to the VIP Lounge, my friends. The place for patrons only. And that's you. Actually, this week, it's not just you. You know, I don't know if you noticed, there's a little, you know, I don't want to call them riffraff. There's other people in here this time. I'm opening it up to the outside world, putting it on the main network, just to let people know what they would receive every week. If they were patrons, if they'd sign up for a monthly donation, I'll get to that later. I don't want to go into that, but this week I'm putting the Patreon episode up at Patreon, and I'm putting it on the main network, and that's what you're listening to right now. So this is what you would this is an example of what you would receive if you decided to be a patron. So I'll give you more details at the end, but anyway. You know, make yourself home here in the lounge. This is there's the beanbag chairs over there. Not just the bean. They're beanbag chairs, but they're fancy beanbag chairs with a back on them. Notice that? These are not these half-ass 1970s beanbag chairs. These have a back. It's like a beanbag, you know? So, pull up one of those. Or if you're more of a traditionalist, you know, use the regular chairs. One thing I would ask, a couple of requests. Don't be cherry-picking the combos. I mean, I know people love the pizza cheese combos. Don't be, you're going to throw off the entire calibration, all right? That's one thing that irritates me. You know, take them as they come. There's different flavors of combos in there. They're all good. Every one of them's good. I know people go straight for the pizza cheese, and that's understandable, but, you know, it annoys me when you can't be cherry-picking the combos, all right? I appreciate that. Also, you know, don't be, usually I don't have to bring this up, but now that it's open, the firewall is down, we're allowing folks in that are not patrons. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but don't be pissing in the infinity pool, all right? I mean, God, it's a shame that I have to say that, you know? I mean, yeah, it has chemicals in it, and it kind of negates the piss, have some decorum, you know? Be a human being. Also, I don't know, I'm no scientist, but I think there's a possibility that if you start pissing in an infinity pool, you'll never stop. You'll just continuously urinate for the rest of your life because it's infinity. You know? So that's something to be concerned about too. So anyway, make yourself at home. Just follow the rules and try not to make me regret this by opening up the doors to the VIP lounge to the outside. You know, Sam's Club, they have that firewall. They have that $35-$40 bucks a year or whatever keeps out, I don't know, just, that's what separates it from being Walmart, you know? So you got the Walmart that's open up to the entire world, and we all know what goes on in a Walmart. You have to go there, though. They have certain things that you can't, socks. I mean, is there a better place in the world to buy socks than Walmart? I submit that there is not. Undershirts, very good place. Any kind of like toiletry type thing, toothpaste, shit like that, contact lens solution. Walmart's the place to go. There's other stuff. You know, you got to go there, unfortunately. And every time I go in there, I'm like, oh my God, you know. And then I end up going to Target, and it's like, you know, you gotta pay the extra buck or whatever it is, 35 cents, whatever, just to avoid it. But anyway, you know, Sam's Club, they have a that yearly membership that cuts down on the a lot of that stuff, you know, and Costco as well, you know, between the two, you know, I love both of them. And I don't know why I'm even talking about this because it's a tangent, I guess, but both of them have that firewall, that riffraff firewall, you know, and every once in a while they do that free weekend where it's open up to the general public and you're like, oh my God, you walk in there like, is this another free weekend? You know, you can tell the whole vibes, you know, it's all different. So anyway, this is a free weekend. This is like the Costco free weekend here in the Surf Report VIP lounge. So enjoy yourself. All right. I want to bring you up to date on some things. I don't want to go into great detail on this, but I mailed back my shit in a box yesterday. I kept putting that thing off. I mean it's so ludicrous. You know, I feel stupid. I feel like an idiot. Yeah, I don't. You know, I opened the thing up a couple weeks ago. I mean, the thing's been here a month, and I kept putting it off. Like tomorrow, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. You know. And then I kept, next thing you know, it's almost time for my doctor's appointment, my follow-up. I hadn't done it. So the other day I opened it up like a week and a half ago. And the thing says, it had a booklet in there. It's like as thick as the owner's manual in my car. I'm like, good Lord, you know, how complicated is this process? And things like, I opened it up and things like, all right, this is install the bracket. It's like, what the, you know, I'm like, all right. So I just put it back. I'm like, I'll deal with that in the future, some undefined day in the future. Anyway, I did the thing yesterday. It was horrific, and I don't want to go into any great detail on it, but it was not, you know, the whole thing. I guess compared to what the other option, I guess there's two options. There's the colonoscopy, where I don't know what they do. They feed like a line up your ass, like fiber optics. I don't know how it works. You know, like they're like, they're bringing cable to the rural communities, except it's in your ass. You know, I'm no doctor. And then there's the other option of not doing anything. And then, you know, if we'd have caught this, so I don't know. The whole thing makes me. I don't like any of it. I don't like any of the options, you know. But this one seemed like the least invasive, right? Well, I guess the least invasive is not doing anything. But you know what I'm saying. So anyway, the whole thing was terrible. I mean, it's like way outside my comfort zone, you know. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to that kind of thing, you know. I have my methods, and I don't like setting up a bracket and that kind of thing. But anyway, I did it. I don't want to go into it. And the whole thing's, I'd say very disgusting. And so I did whatever I was supposed to do, boxed that thing up, took it over to the UPS store, and things got the big logo on the side. You know, everybody knows what it is. All right, here comes another guy with his shit box, you know. So the woman's in there at the UPS store. You're supposed to specifically take it to a UPS store. I don't know why. Or you can call an 800 number. They'll come pick it up. UPS. It's all UPS. So I went in there and I had that thing. And the woman's like helping somebody else. She looks over and I can see that she like looks at that box and sees that big logo on the side. And she just goes, leave it on the counter. You know, she's like, oh God. Another shit box. Here we go. This is why I went to college. You know, I have a bachelor's degree in poetry, and now I'm in here like processing shit boxes. You know, they're just coming, just constantly coming through the door. Shit box after shit box after shit box. You know, this is what I get. I have $67,000 in student loans. You know. So anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting. Then I walk next door, and I had these at Christmas time. People give me Christmas cards, you know, and they have lottery tickets in them, scratch offs, and I won $10 on one of them, and I won a a free ticket on the other one, on another one. So there's this cigarette shop. I've never been in there before. It's like a couple doors down from, you know, UPS store, a.k.a. Shipbox, I don't know, Shipbox Junction. I don't know. And so I walked down there, and I went in there, and it's like this huge store. It's not huge, but it's big. It's too big for what they're selling. And the whole thing is just full of cigarettes. It's like unbelievable. I mean, just shelves, racks of cigarettes. It's like, who? Is this really? I mean, why do you need this much bulk, you know? Do they really sell this much, you know, tobacco products? It's like unbelievable. I walked in there. I was like, wow, check this shit. It's like a warehouse, you know? And I don't know. There's like, you see these kind of stores all over the place. So how could that? I mean, it feels like nobody smoked. Well, that's not true. But a small percentage, much smaller than when I was in high school. You know, when I was in high school, everybody smoked. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people smoked, including all the teachers. They'd go out there, smoke with the students. You know, they'd be out there yucking it up, smoking with the students, like the principal would be out there. Now it feels like it's a very small percentage. And apparently that small percentage still adds up to a shitload of smoking because they got that place packed out, baby. That thing's got cigs from the floor to the ceiling, and it's unbelievable. So I go in there, and there's some woman of undetermined national origin, I don't know. And she's like having some kind of conversation through a Bluetooth device in a different language. I don't know. And she asked me what I want. Not friendly. Not friendly at all. You know, how did she know I didn't want to come in there and buy like $100 worth of cigarettes? She should be nice to me. You know, how does she know that I'm not some Pall Mall aficionado, you know? And anyway, I told her, and she's like, oh, God. And then she's like, you know, I don't know what she said. But so we walked over. There's like, you know, this big counter. So we had to walk down. I don't know how this place works. I don't know the setup. And then she's talking to me, and she's having this conversation on the phone. She's talking to me in a very thick accent. Can barely understand what she's saying. And then she says something to somebody on the phone, you know. But that's in a different language, so I don't know if she said something to me and I just didn't understand her, or she's, you know, I can't tell what's going on. I keep saying, what? And she's not even talking to me. So then she scans the things in. She didn't want to do it. She's like not friendly, you know. She goes, you got $10 and a $1 ticket. I said, all right, sounds good. And then she says something else. I'm like, I don't know. what do we do next? I don't know, you know. And so then she gives me the 10 and the another scratch off, which is a big fat loser. And that was that. So anyway, the box is in the mail, and I have my, you know, we yuck it up, or I'm yucking it up. I don't want to put you in the same category, but yeah, make light of this. This is some serious shit, you know. I mean, this could, you know, I shouldn't even be laughing about this, other than the process, the whole process. You know, how could you not? How could you not laugh about it? But the whole thing scares me. Like I went over there and got blood drawn several weeks ago. On Friday, I have to go in and do a follow-up with the doctor. He wanted to talk about both my blood and my poop at that point. He's not going to have any poop information because I'm a poop procrastinator, and he won't have that. But anyway, so, you know, I mean, I don't know. This stuff stresses me out. I always think the worst. I always think it's going to be just terrible news, you know. So, I don't know. I shouldn't even be laughing about this. I shouldn't even be talking about it, you know. I mean, I could be launched into some kind of odyssey of all kinds of medical procedures and, you know, tests and stuff. God. Scares me. It's like this coronavirus thing. Everybody's like laughing. Yuck. We should start calling that Kung Flu. Yeah, until you're like, you know, like a fire hose of blood coming out of your ass, you know, and then that's when the laughter stops, you know. So I shouldn't be making light of this, and I'm not. It's just the whole process, the you know, the collecting of the sample, you know, the whole thing is ludicrous. All right. Another thing I want to talk about, the Cincinnati Reds, my team, you know, my team, they belong to me. The other day they signed this guy, and I was super excited. I can't pronounce his last name, Castellanos. I don't know. Anyway, he's a great hitter, played for the Cubs, played for the Tigers. And the Reds signed him, and the thing came across and said he signed a 4-year deal. I'm like, yeah, baby, 4 years. The guy's a great hitter, not so great fielder. But anyway, I was very excited. And then you find out that there's these opt-outs, right? In the contract, he has opt-outs. Like, he has to, like, after the first season, like, he has a 4-year deal. The Reds have a 4-year deal with him, $16 million a year, I might add. And then, but after the first season, he can declare himself a free agent and walk, you know, which negates the whole, you know. So basically, and then after the second season, he can do the same thing. So he has an opt-out after season one. He has an opt-out after season two. I never even heard of this before. I don't know of any. Apparently, there are other players that have these built into their. I'm not aware, you know. I never heard of this before. I was like super excited about them signing him to a 4-year deal. And then I'm like, hear about these opt-outs. I'm like, well, that sucks. What the hell's that? It's basically a 1-year deal, you know. So anyway, so that kind of tempered my excitement. But at least I got him for next year. And then, I don't know, who knows what'll happen. I'll probably win the MVP, which if he does, that'll be good for the Reds, you know. But and then he'll just, like, you know, go off and sign some massive contract. And the Reds will have him for 1 year. But anyway, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, they had a press conference, and they announced, you know, where the, you know, one of those deals was, like, real clumsy and, like, awkward. And all these executives up there, and he's, you know, he's sitting behind a desk, and he puts on a, you know, a Reds jersey, and it puts on a Reds cap, and, you know, it's the whole thing. And it's like, and you got all these executives, like, pontificating, and then they put the microphone in front of him, and he's, you know, he's on the spot, and he's got to say stuff. The whole thing's awkward and weird, but I don't know why I watched it. But at one point during this bonanza of awkwardness, one of the writers asked about the opt-outs, and so the player Nick Castellanos, I don't know, that might not be anywhere close to being correct. It's one of those names I'm going to have to learn how to say. Yeah. We're in early days here on how to pronounce his name. But anyway, so he says, he asks about the opt-outs. And so he just takes the microphone and just, like, turns it towards his agent who's sitting there. Everybody laughs, you know. And because he's just like, I'm not going to answer that. And he just, like, turns the microphone over to his agent. And his agent, who looks like Red Buttons, I might add, you know, he launches into this. Unbelievable. I mean, he's like producing this rich tapestry of utter bullshit. And he's just like, he starts talking about four-leaf clovers. He goes, what you got here is a four-leaf clover, you know? And he's like, it's just words are just tumbling out of his mouth. He talks for like a full minute, which is a long time, and says nothing. I mean, he doesn't really address the question at all. He just, like, just filibusters and just talks and talks, and just, like, words are just tumbling out of his mouth. And it's like, I'm sitting there like, what the? You know, I used to sort of admire people like that. You know, I think, you know, this guy, you know, he knows how to handle himself, you know. And but now, at this age, at this advanced age, I'm like, that's a bunch. This guy's saying nothing. You know, what's the point of this exercise? The guy's talking. He's not saying anything. It aggravates me. Where in the past, I'd be like, this guy, man, this guy's well-spoken. He's a professional. He's not saying anything. He's talking about four-leaf clovers. It's inexplicable. Nobody has any idea what he's talking about, you know? And in fact, he doesn't say anything. He's not talking about anything. That's why nobody knows what he's talking about, because he's not talking about anything. You know, it reminds me, you know, all my life, since 1990. In 1990, I transitioned over from, working in like retail type jobs, worked at a record store, which was a blast. But in 1990, I got a job in a giant corporation, and that's where I've been ever since. So that's what, 30 years, you know? So for 30 years, I've worked in corporations, you know, and you encounter people who have this, I don't want to call it an ability, but you encounter people like this. Like you're on a conference call and somebody just starts spewing a bunch of bullshit, you know, and they use all the corporate lingo, you know, the low hanging fruit, you know, let's run it up the flagpole, you know, see who salutes. Have you ever heard that? Let's run this one up the flagpole and see who salutes. I'll speak to it. There's like people talk differently when they're at work. Certain people, you know, it's like I'll speak to it. What the hell does that mean? Why do you say it that way? What are you, Yoda? You know, why do you say that? You know, I can speak to that. Like, what the? Nobody talks like that outside the walls of some corporation. I mean, you're not like in a restaurant and your chicken is undercooked, you know? You're like, excuse me, sir. Yes, my chicken, I'd like to speak to it. I was like, what? Who? What? I mean, go ahead. I don't think it's going to answer. You know, listen, my chicken, I'd like to speak to it. It's a little undercooked. I'd like for you to action that. Could you action that accordingly? You know, so I don't know. I used to have an actual, because I'm kind of awkward. I'm not good in that setting. For one thing, I will not participate in that kind of talk. I will not talk any of that kind of talk. That's not, absolutely no way. So I talk the same way inside the corporation as I do outside the corporation. I've done that since 1990. And it irritates me when people are just like tumbling, just words just tumbling and tumbling out of their mouth. It's an avalanche of just verbiage, you know, and all this, all the corporate speak, you know, that's fine, whatever. If you feel like that makes you sound more professional, I guess maybe it does. Maybe I'm the one, obviously. I mean, my track record, you know, obviously. I mean, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. So go ahead and keep talking, keep speaking to it and bubbling it up and running up the flagpole and, going for the low-hanging fruit. Whatever floats your boat. Anyway, what were we talking about? Baseball? So anyway, this guy's like, four-leaf, yeah, what you have here is a four-leaf clover. There's plenty of three-leaf clovers in the major leagues. What you guys have here is a four-leaf clover, and, there you go. I'm going to turn it back over. I'm gonna use this as a takeaway, and I'm gonna action it. You know, we'll action it offline. We're gonna do this. We're gonna take this offline, and use it as a takeaway and action it. I'm gonna action it accordingly, and there you go, four leaf clover. All right, tired. All right. I have a call came in on the hotline, which I want you guys to use this thing. I'm getting a little aggressive with this now. I used to invite people, please give us a call, you know. I want you guys to call this thing. All right. It's 570-290-8151. It's available 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system made by Google. Google Voice is what it's called. I think I have to actually pay money for this thing. Who knows? I got money coming. Man, you know, I'm sitting there. I get notifications like every day. It says, all right, thanks for your payment. Like, what? For what? You know? It's like money's just like just going out of my account left and right. I mean, I pay for stuff left. I don't even know. I can't keep track of it. It's completely out of control at this point. So anyway, I think I might pay for this. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe it's a freebie. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Give us a call. 290-850. Oh my God. What is it? 290-8. Hang on a second. It's 570-290-8151. That's the number. Leave a message. Ask me a question. Make a comment. Whatever you want to do. And I'm getting a little worked up. I can't even remember the number anymore. So anyway, yeah, give us a call, you know, anytime. And I have a call here. This is an example of the quality calls we get over the transom, you know. And I'm going to play it right now.
Hey, I'm Dan Bergelson. I'm one of America's many dozens and dozens of duck farmers. And I just was wondering, I never hear you talk about ducks on the show. Do you hate ducks, or do you just like to neglect them from your show? Thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, I apologize. I want to apologize profusely. I do when it comes to the fowls. I do seem to talk way more about chickens. In fact, I think I talked about chicken couple times during this episode. However, it's mostly the eating variety. I don't really interact too much with the farm animals. I don't know. I don't want to put ducks farm animals. I don't know. But I don't want you to think that I'm duck phobic or anything like that. Also, again, I don't want to be offensive, but you're a duck farmer. I don't know. I don't. Okay. All right. That's fine. Anyway, I will try to do better in the future when it comes to fowl talk, to be more inclusive of ducks, you know, in the podcast. I mean, I'd never considered it before, but you know, I'll try to interject, you know, more duck talk, and I want to apologize for this oversight. I meant no harm, and very sorry. But thanks for your call. I appreciate that. All right, so this is one of the more ridiculous episodes I've ever done, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get more of this ridiculousness, double down on it twice a week instead of just one, sign up for a patronage, a monthly donation over at patreon.com, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up. $4 will do it. You can do whatever amount you want. You can go lower, although if you go lower, you're not going to get the extra bonus episode. You can go higher. Yeah, now we're talking. Any amount you want. But at the $4 level, it'll unlock the audio, which is an extra bonus episode every week. Not just every once in a while, like other podcasts do. I mean, there's a lot of every once in a while out in the podcast world. Not here. Every week, and we don't do the every month either. It's every week, and I'm consistent with it. And this is one of them. Although I'm making this one open, just like on Sam's no membership weekend. You know what I'm saying? All right. So anyway, I'd appreciate it. It helps me out a great deal. It's $4. You won't notice it, probably, and I'll notice it greatly. Bigly. I'll notice a bigly, like Trump says. All right, we're at the end. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the patrons, and thanks for the non-patrons. Thanks for the listeners, the normal, regular, everyday listeners, and thanks for everything. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys on the Mate Network Monday. Until then, have a great one. I'll see ya. Bye. We'll be right back. you know, like they're bringing cable to the rural communities, except it's in your ass.